I'm Walt Nidalo with a look at what's going on in our community. A group of concerned Marquette hockey supporters are attending tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission to ask questions about the use of $150,000 that was awarded to the city by Kraft Foods when Marquette was named as Hockeyville USA. There are some questions about how the dollars are being used for any improvements at Lakeview Arena. I had a chance to speak earlier today with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for some of his comments and thoughts on the matter.
The answer from my perspective is very simple. First of all, there's two pots of money. There's the $150,000 that the city won, and then there was about $100,000 raised by this independent Friends of Lakeview Arena. They have their money, and we have ours. It has not been intermingled. We spent about $60,000 of our money, the city half of it, preparing for that hockey event. And new glass, repairing Zambonis, I mean, there's a short list of things that we had to do in conjunction with a lot of money that Kraft had spent at the Lakeview as well. Since that time, it was timed rather awkwardly, because since that time we engaged in this a program that we refer to as the JCI program, which is a program from Johnson Controls where we had identified some major improvements at Lakeview as well as other city locations. And I directed staff not to spend any more of our money and not to spend any more of any of the hockey parents' money until we identified through the JCI what we were going to build, what we were going to replace. And it made sense, because I didn't want us doing things in the Lakeview that I don't want them wasting their money on things in the Lakeview that we were going to fix.
Right, right.
So, okay. And we put almost $3.5 million into the Lakeview.
And this JCI, this is that overall project that you've been looking at on the city in terms of, this is where you're changing light systems.
Correct.
And LED systems and heating and cooling and those kinds of things.
Correct.
Right?
And we had a lot of different projects going on, and one of my focuses was to make some significant improvements to the Lakeview. Mainly chillers or compressors for making ice. The chillers we had were ancient. They were piecemeal. They were cannibalized. They were very inefficient. And just as an example, in our first month of running ice, we've saved $3,000 in electricity alone over last year at this time. So the basis was I didn't want the parents wasting their money mm-hmm. on something that we were going to spend money on. We're done with that now. It probably has taken a little bit longer than maybe they anticipated or we anticipated, but we're now in a position to start looking at some other things that we can do with the Hockeyville money.
Has there been a breakdown of communication here between the city and this group?
Well, it kind of seems that way, but from our perspective, we felt we were being informative, we were passing along the information. I know, for example, that the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee was well informed. Things like this I guess happen kind of regularly. And there's no misspent money. I mean, the money's still there, and it's just a matter of being responsible.
You mentioned a number of several million dollars that have been put into the arena, and we're talking about $100,000 in one account, $150,000 in another, $250,000 total. In the grand scheme of things, that doesn't sound like that's that much money to do a lot of work at the arena.
It's really not, and we'd like to have the money that Hockeyville money spent in a good way, in a way that the people who use the arena can maybe see. And we're starting to identify some of those things now. For example, some of that money has been spent on new drinking fountains. We have an immediate plan to redo the locker rooms, but the showers that maybe, the hockey players would be able to see what mm-hmm. What that money is being spent
on. A lot of
on.
These improvements that have been done so far maybe can't be seen. Is that an issue?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, there's the chillers, the lighting is all new with the money that we spent. We put an HVAC air flow systems. We put in humidity systems. We had to put in some things for the sewers. There's a lot of things to make the building work that we had to spend money on. And, it was my call, and I felt like we needed to do it responsibly, and that's what we did.
Do you think tonight's meeting with this group, sort of maybe organizing and mobilizing a little bit and coming in, will have a positive impact on getting communication going?
Yes. I mean, I don't see anything negative about it, other than I'll probably say, if I'm offered the chance tonight, I'll say what I just said to you. And I think the commission is well informed, and I think they're satisfied with the explanation, and I hope the parents will too. But I think it doesn't hurt to have parents or people or citizens ask questions, and certainly we'll do what we can to make them happy.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barriga Avenue. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Wal Nindala.